Active and passive intuition. If you pause and ponder for a moment, you may realize that what most people perceive as intuition is actually passive intuition. I differentiate between passive and active intuition because one is exponentially more powerful and prolific as an overflowing wellspring of opportunity than is the other. Passive intuition is actually what most people are actually thinking of when they refer to intuition. Because we perceive ourselves as humans as less than gods, we assume that intuition is a one-way street. We assume that our only option is to wait until some higher wisdom decides to speak to us. It is precisely this worldview of up-down hierarchy that limits so many of us in our perception of ourselves in relation to intuition. As a result of this worldview, we diminish ourselves and our potential in our own eyes. Active intuition, on the other hand, is actually initiating and engaging in a dialogue with higher wisdom. You ask a question, and it responds directly to you. Let's look at each of these two models clearly, so that we can harvest the greatest possible richness from both. Passive intuition, that is, one-way communication from higher wisdom to you, requires one, that you be receptive to it, open to it. Two, that you notice it. Three, that you recognize in what environments and circumstances do I most easily receive communication via intuition. And four, that you increase the frequency of it reaching you by positioning yourself consciously in these environments and circumstances as consistently as possible. This is a science, just as it is an art. You take the guesswork out of how often you actually notice intuition communicating with you by being a detective, noticing where, when, with whom and what, or in the absence of whom and what, intuition has the easiest and most consistent access to you, and you increase this. This is a simple principle of multiplying your exposure opportunities. For example, if, upon reflection, you realize that you tend to notice intuition most frequently when you are near running water, then position yourself near running water as often as you can and heighten your attention to notice subtle signals from intuition when you are near running water. Make it easier for intuition to get through to you. In other words, even if you are living in a paradigm primarily of passive intuition, you can increase the frequency of it successfully contacting you. Active intuition expands this a quantum leap further. You not only increase the opportunities for intuition to access you, you actively ask for it. Active intuition, two-way communication, a circuit of consciousness flow between higher wisdom and you, requires one, that you ask for it specifically. Two, that you listen in. We'll be exploring this in detail in a few pages. Three, that you actively engage in an energetic conversation with higher wisdom once your question is replied to. Four, that you become exquisitely adept at interpreting communication from higher wisdom via subtle energy language, images, sensations, energy in motion, inner knowings, words, and the like. And five, that you increase the frequency of your availability to higher wisdom, including by positioning yourself as often as you are able to in the environments and circumstances where intuition most consistently has successful access to you. Intuition most consistently having successful access to you means that it effectively attracts your attention, your mind, your awareness. Once it does so, you can strengthen your active ability to notice it, discern it, heed it, and therefore rapidly and exponentially expand your trust in it. For when you do expand your trust in it, you become an ally with intuition. You become quite literally someone whom higher wisdom can count on to be available and able to receive it. You become a qualified antenna, a trusted receptor of wisdom beyond typical day-to-day human thinking. For intuition is the source of all innovation. It is the source of all inspiration. It is the source of all invention. It is the source of all new thought. Intuition literally brings fresh energy, fresh perspective, fresh mind into the closed system, oxygen-deprived, confined realm of space and time. Intuition is the vehicle, the channel via which God reignites humans. It is the channel via which we come fully to life. So how can you begin to access active intuition? Remember, this is actually a conversation, a direct communication between you and God. God, as referenced here, is multi-strata of benevolent intelligence beyond the realms of space and time. Purer and purer strata of consciousness step down vibrationally, just like in standard electronics, from more multi-dimensional consciousness via slightly less multi-dimensional consciousness until it is receivable by us. There are two primary kinds of active intuition. One is binary, asking questions that can be responded to as yes or no. This is the simplest form to begin with. The other is actual dialogue, conversation that can include images, sounds, words and phrases, ping-pong transference of pure concepts, energetic knowing, and so forth. This form includes a fascinating, expanding language of its own. Let's explore binary communication first, as it is the most accessible for most people to set up. There are numerous kinds of binary communication intuition systems. Finger signals, eye signals, breath signals, arm signals, any limb signals, including biokinesiology muscle testing. That is, any physical means via which you can receive, through movement of your body, a direct and clear answer to any question you might ask. The principles within each of these binary communication systems are the same. 1. You choose a system to explore active intuition through. 2. You establish a yes signal. 3. You establish a no signal. 4. You do this every time you begin an active intuition conversation engaging this particular binary system. It is imperative that you always be fresh in the now, rather than assuming that how this particular binary system set itself up last time is how it is setting itself up in this present moment. Begin your active intuition by establishing your yes and no signals each and every time. This is what ensures your accurate reception of the now communication from higher wisdom. This is what ensures that you, your awareness, is not fossilized in the even recent past. 5. You become still and you identify a core question. 6. You ask it internally. 7. You attune to subtle shifts in the binary system you have established. 8. Through these, you confirm your reception of a yes or a no reply. 9. You integrate your reception of this response. 10. Continuing to be still, you identify your next core question. 11. And so on until your conversation is complete.